Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Filing of nominations ends for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections along with assembly polls in Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim. Election process for second phase of parliamentary elections to begin tomorrow. BJD issues list of candidates for 15 Lok Sabha and 72 assembly seats of Odisha. Shiv Sena UBT also announces names of 17 candidates for general elections in Maharashtra. BJP releases another list of nominees for Lok Sabha polls and Andhra Pradesh assembly elections. India lodges strong protests over US's remarks on Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's arrest. And an IPL cricket match between Sunrisers Hyderabad and Mumbai Indians underway in Hyderabad. And now the news in detail. The filing of nominations for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections along with single-phase assembly polls in two northeastern states ended this evening. In Bihar, the last day for filing of papers for the first phase of parliamentary elections is tomorrow. In the first phase, 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states and 4 union territories along with 32 assembly constituencies in Sikkim and 60-member house in Arunachal Pradesh will go to polls on the 19th of next month. Among states going to polls in a single phase for the Lok Sabha polls are Tamil Nadu, Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim, Lakshadweep, Andaman and Nicobar Islands and Puducherry. The scrutiny of nominations will take place tomorrow. The last day for the withdrawal of candidatures is Saturday. Several prominent candidates across the country filed their nominations for the first phase of Lok Sabha polls on the last day today. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Nitin Gadkari filed his papers for Nagpur Lok Sabha constituency in Maharashtra. In Tripura, BJP nominee from Tripura West Lok Sabha constituency Biplab Kumar Deb and his nearest rival from Congress Ashish Saha today filed their nominations in Agartala. In Madhya Pradesh, on the last day, prominent candidates of all major parties including BJP and Congress submitted their nominations. We have more from our correspondent.
BJP candidates filed nomination papers in Jabalpur, Chindwara and Balaghat. Many senior leaders including Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav and State BJP President Vishnu Dutta Sharma were present during the nominations. The Chief Minister held a road show in Balaghat and addressed a public meeting in Chindwara. In the last Lok Sabha elections, BJP had won all the 28 seats except Chindwara out of total 29 seats in the state. Meanwhile, Congress has today released the list of star campaigners for Madhya Pradesh. The list includes the names of 40 leaders including Congress National President Mallikarjun Kharge, Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and former Chief Ministers of Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh, Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
In Jammu and Kashmir, 8 candidates have filed nominations from the Udhampur Lok Sabha constituency, which is going to polls in the first phase. In Assam, 38 candidates have filed nomination papers for the first phase. 5 seats will be covered in this phase. In Sikkim, the incumbent state chief minister and ruling Sikkim Krantikari Morcha leader Prem Singh Tamang and former chief minister and Sikkim Democratic Front leader Pawan Kumar Chamling have filed their papers today for the state assembly elections. In Bihar, the filing of nomination for the 4 parliamentary constituency segments of Gaya, Aurangabad, Nawada and Jamui in the first phase of Lok Sabha elections will end tomorrow. The scrutiny of nominations will take place on Saturday and the last day for withdrawal of candidature is the 2nd of the next month. However, voting in the state will be held on the 19th of April. The Election Commission of India extended the last date of nominations in the state due to the festival of Holi and Bihar Foundation Day. Our correspondent has the details.
Among prominent candidates, BJP nominee Sushil Kumar Singh from Aurangabad and RJD candidate Shravan Kumar Kushwaha from Nawada have filed their nominations. From NDA, Hindustani Awam Morcha leader Jitan Ram Manji will file nomination from Gaya and BJP nominee Vivek Thakur from Nawada Lok Sabha seat. In the Grand Alliance, the formal announcement of candidates for the first phase has not taken place. RJD candidates Kumar Sarvajit, Archana Ravidas and Abhay Kushwaha, who got party symbols from RJD President Lalu Prasad, are likely to submit their nomination papers for Gaya, Jamui and Aurangabad constituencies. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
The notification for the second phase of Lok Sabha election will be issued tomorrow. 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, will go to polls in this phase on the 26th of next month. Last date for filing of nominations is the 4th of April. The Biju Janata Dal BJD today announced the names of candidates for the Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in Odisha. BJD President and Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik declared the names of 15 candidates out of the 21 Lok Sabha seats in the state. The Odisha Chief Minister will contest from the Hinjili Assembly segment in Ganjam district. The BJD has fielded party leader Pranab Prakash Das from the Sambalpur Lok Sabha seat against Union Minister and BJP candidate Dharmendra Pradhan. The BJD has announced the names of 72 candidates for the 147 Assembly seats in Odisha. Lok Sabha and Assembly polls in the state will be held simultaneously in four phases on the 13th, 20th and 25th of May and the 1st of June. Shiv Sena UBT has announced a list of 17 candidates for the Lok Sabha elections in Maharashtra. Party has again given opportunity to its sitting MP Arvind Sawant from South Mumbai. Other candidates include Rajan Vichare from Thane, Vinayak Raut from Ratnagiri Sindhudurg, Om Prakash Nimbalkar from Osmanabad and Sanjay Jadhav from Parbhani seat. But its alliance partner Congress has expressed displeasure over announcement of candidates from some of the Mumbai's constituencies and Sangli seat. The BJP today announced that independent MP Navneet Rana will be the party's candidate from the Amravati parliamentary constituency in Maharashtra, while BJP leader Govind Karjol will contest from the Chitradurga Lok Sabha seat in Karnataka. Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini will contest the bipole to Karnal Assembly seat. The party also announced the names of 10 candidates for the Andhra Pradesh Assembly elections. Party leader Y.S. Chaudhary will fight from the Vijayawada Assembly seat, while P. Vishnu Kumar Raju has been fielded from the Vishakhapatnam North seat. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party's lone Lok Sabha member from Punjab and Jalandhar, MP Sushil Kumar Rinku, and party's MLA Sheetal Angural joined the BJP at party headquarters in New Delhi. On the other hand, a Congress Central Election Committee meeting is underway in New Delhi to finalize the names of remaining candidates for the Lok Sabha polls. The Election Commission today issued show cause notices to BJP MP Dilip Ghosh and Congress leader Supriya Srinath for their alleged objectionable remarks. The notice to Mr. Ghosh has been issued for his comments against West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. In its notice to Mrs. Srinath for her remarks against BJP Lok Sabha candidate Kangana Ranaut, the poll body said the Congress leader's comment is undignified, in bad taste and prima facie violative of the provisions of the Model Code of Conduct. The Commission has asked the two leaders to submit their reply by Friday. In our ongoing series focusing on state profiles during the Lok Sabha polls, we will now go over to Himachal Pradesh. Voting in the state will be held in four Lok Sabha constituencies along with by-election to six assembly constituencies in a single phase on the 1st of June. Here is more from our correspondent in this report.
Bharatiya Janata Party has declared its candidates for six assembly seats, including all the four parliamentary constituencies of the state, whereas the Congress Party has not declared the name of any candidate so far. Bharatiya Janata Party has fielded Union Minister and sitting MP Anurag Singh Thakur from Hamirpur constituency consecutively for the fifth time, while famous film actress Kangana Ranaut has been made the party candidate from Mandi Lok Sabha constituency. Similarly, sitting MP from Shimla Suresh Kashyap, while Dr. Rajiv Bhardwaj from Kangra has been made the BJP candidate. It is noteworthy that in the elections held on February 27 for a Rajya Sabha seat, six MLAs of the Congress Party and three independent MLAs had voted for the winning BJP candidate Harsh Mahajan, due to which the Congress government in the state was in trouble. Assembly Speaker had disqualified these six rebel Congress MLAs for violating the whip issue. All these former MLAs have left Congress and joined BJP, which has declared them as its candidate from their respective constituencies. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024 Special Program on General Elections.
Every evening at 7 and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities.
Insights from regions and constituencies.
experts' opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy,
stay tuned for Lok Prasarak Ke Saath Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. The Delhi High Court today refused to grant immediate interim relief to Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Arvind Kejriwal in the money laundering case related to the alleged liquor policy scam. The court issued notice to Enforcement Directorate ED on a plea moved by Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal challenging his arrest by the agency earlier this month and 6 days of remand to ED in this case. The court has asked the Enforcement Directorate to file its response to AAP leader's petition by the 2nd of April. The next hearing in the matter will be taking place on the 3rd of April. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena assured the citizens of the national capital that the Delhi government will not be run from jail. His remarks came on the backdrop of statements by AAP leaders that party leader Arvind Kejriwal will continue as the chief minister even if he is behind bars. Mr. Saxena was replying to a question during a private TV channel summit in New Delhi. India Today lodged a strong protest over the remarks made by the spokesperson of the US State Department on Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's arrest. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said states are expected to be respectful of the sovereignty and internal affairs of others in diplomacy. The ministry said this responsibility is even more so in the case of fellow democracies and it could otherwise end up setting unhealthy precedents. Meanwhile, India Today summoned the acting deputy chief of mission of the US Embassy in New Delhi over remarks made by the US on Kejriwal's arrest. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today called on Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said Prime Minister Ibrahim's vision for stronger India-Malaysia ties both in traditional and the new age areas will help craft a more ambitious agenda for the relationship. The External Affairs Minister had a meeting with his Malaysian counterpart Muhammad Haji Hassan. Ukraine Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba will be arriving in New Delhi tomorrow for a two-day official visit to India at the invitation of External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. During his visit, Mr. Kuleba will have several engagements including official meetings with the External Affairs Minister and Deputy National Security Advisor. Chief of the Army Staff General Manoj Pandey today stressed that self-reliance is a strategic imperative for the future. He stressed on the importance for the country to be able to source the requirement for sustenance in terms of ammunition. He was speaking at a summit organized by a private news channel. General Pandey said adequate emphasis is being laid on developing own capabilities in the defense sector. Responding to a question, the Army Chief said India is prepared in every manner and level of operational preparedness is of a very high order. He said India has its response mechanism firmly in place. Domestic benchmark indices ended on a positive note today amid mixed global cues. We have a report.
At close, Sensex was up by 526 points to close at 72,996 and Nifty climbed 119 points to close at 22,123. In the foreign exchange market, the Indian rupee ended at 83 rupees and 37 paise against the US dollar. Gold prices at the multi-commodity exchange for April contracts were trading at 66,422 rupees per 10 grams. And in intraday trade, Brent crude was trading at $85.53 per barrel when reports last came in. Arjun Chaudhary for Akashvani News.
In IPL cricket, the match between Sunrisers Hyderabad and Mumbai Indians is underway in Hyderabad. Put into bat, Sunrisers Hyderabad were 254 for 3 in 18.5 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, Mumbai Indians won the toss and opted to field. Both the teams are aiming for their first victory in the tournament. Yesterday, reigning champions Chennai Super Kings defeated Gujarat Titans by 63 runs in Chennai. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Filing of nominations ends for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections along with assembly polls in Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim. Election process for the second phase of parliamentary elections to begin tomorrow. BJD issues list of candidates for 15 Lok Sabha and 72 assembly seats of Odisha. Shiv Sena UBT also announces names of 17 candidates for general elections in Maharashtra. BJP releases another list of nominees for Lok Sabha polls and Andhra Pradesh Assembly elections. India lodges strong protest over US's remarks on Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's arrest. And in IPL cricket, match between Sunrisers Hyderabad and Mumbai Indians underway in Hyderabad. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.